This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Republican contenders for the party's 2024 presidential nomination are at tonight's annual Lincoln Day dinner in Des Moines, Iowa. Former President Donald Trump telling the audience,
"The 2024 election is our last shot to save America, and there's only one candidate, and you know who that candidate is, who's going to get the job done."
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has repeated his frequent promise to halt what he calls the weaponization of the Justice Department. The National Weather Service says almost two-thirds of the country is under a heat advisory or a flood warning. Weather Channel meteorologist Jackie Jarrett says more.
Severe weather across the nation's midsection. Complexes of thunderstorms are expected to be developing and moving from west towards the east. They're going to bring a threat of damaging winds. Large hail couldn't rule out a couple of tornadoes, and that's what swings into the northeast for your Saturday.
Storms just rolled through the Chicago area. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is up there. KCBS-TV's Kara Finstrom spoke to one lottery player about what he'd do if he wins big.
The jackpot is on the verge of $1 billion, and folks have been buying tickets. Mega Millions has actually awarded four jackpots worth more than $1 billion, and that has folks dreaming.
For sure, travel. I mean, own my own property, that'd be nice. No more renting.
Bad news for striking film and TV writers and TV viewers.
Variety magazine says large studios and streaming services reportedly may cancel some of their deals with writers as soon as next Monday because of the strikes by the Writers Guild of America and SAG-AFTRA. That's the union that represents film and television actors. The deals include payments to writers and funding for the development of projects.
This is the Emmys.
And the 75th Emmy Awards have reportedly been postponed because of the two strikes. The show was scheduled for September 18th. A new date hasn't been set. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A CBS News crew was inside a Ukrainian city that came under attack today by Russian forces. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports.
Glory to Ukraine, glory to heroes, chant Ukrainian troops. On the southern front line with Russia, Ukraine's military retook the small settlement of Staromayorsk in its slow slog to reclaim every inch of land occupied by Russia. People sitting at home who say the counteroffensive should move faster should try to do it themselves, says Ukraine's chief of public relations for its territorial defense forces.
Meantime, Russia claims it shot down two missiles fired from Ukraine into Russia with fragments damaging buildings and injuring several people. Stocks ended higher on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It doesn't this radio commercial
good
is
to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right now.
I'm
choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Recorded. Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Henry Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by St. Paul Public Schools, giving out signing bonuses. Check them out at spps.org.
Hey, right on, Haley. I used to teach high school and back in the day. And then we also have State Senator Mary Kunish, who is also an educator in school before she retired recently, too. Hey, thanks a lot for stopping in. It's our Friday show with State Senator Mary Kunish, welcome.
Well, hi, Matakiape. Hello, my relatives. Good to be here with you on this sweltering hot Friday afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, it's always great to see you and always great to talk to you. Great positive energy. And we just had a great session this past year and things are looking good. We are worried a little bit about this global warming stuff, and the scientists are saying on the news, you know, that all this heat is definitely has something to do with it. So, you know, we got to really start talking more about that and do something about it. But it's great to have you on. And so you are like on vacation mode, but really not, because you're doing a lot of traveling and all these things. What's going on, State Senator?
Well, this was kind of a fun week, because for one day I spent visiting farms across Minnesota, went down to Granite Falls and saw this wonderful, wonderful family farm that had been in the family for four generations, and it was a century farm. So the family had had it for well over 100 years. Really great couple, Tim and Connie Velde, shared, you know, the history of their farm, and then, you know, really demonstrated what incredibly good stewards they are of the lands that they farm, and using really good practices. One thing I did not know is that soybeans produce twice as much nitrogen as they need. And so when they're growing in the fields, not only are they taking the nitrogen they need to produce soybeans, but they also leave a ton of nitrogen in the ground. And interesting enough, corn needs a lot of nitrogen to grow. So talking about how they flip the different crops in different fields, and then like the precision farming that they have with their machinery and that sort of thing. It was fascinating. And I asked him about the global warming and about the heat this year and what kind of an effect that has on his farm, especially when we hear about, you know, some of the aquifers getting dried up and farms needing more and more water to water their crops. He said down in southern west southern Minnesota, it's really good clay. And so it holds the moisture, so they don't have to aerate. They don't have to, they don't have those big watering apparatus out there. Their soil holds the water really well. Wow. So I learned a heck of a lot from these folks. And unfortunately, yesterday I didn't make it onto a forum for tribal nutrition and agriculture, but one of the people that did attend shared her notes with me, and Ben Jacobs was on the panel. He's Takabi from the Osage Nation, and Sean Sherman was there, the sous chef, to talk about that. Neely Snyder from Dream of Wild Health, Shannon Kessner, who is the tribal liaison for Minnesota Department of Agriculture, and this young woman that sent me this, her name is Kirsten Busher, and she works with Senator Smith's office, and she was there as well. And one of the things that, and I don't know if people know this, but there's been a lot of consternation about the farm bill that the federal government has not passed yet. And it's making farmers really, really nervous. And it's really important for tribal nations and our Native communities as well, because within the farm bill, the federal farm bill, there are opportunities to address some of the longstanding systemic inequities in the agriculture and nutrition sector that affects so many of our Native families. And we all know the poor health that generations have had, especially when they were receiving all those commodity foods that were no good for Indian folks. And so it's just really super important that as we go forward, we're investing in Native farms as well. So there are organizations like the Native Farm Bill Coalition. There are tribal leaders from across the nation that are working with the Indian Affairs Committee and the Agricultural Committee because they really, really recognize the need for this in Indian country. And so Senator Smith and her office has been working with the Indian Affairs Committee to push some of her priorities, like self-governance, expansion in USDA, including the Office of Self-Governance to administer the programs, because oftentimes the dollars are there, but some other agency is in charge of the money, and that makes it difficult. She wants to ensure that there's better engagement with the tribes throughout USDA,